Hello and what up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. Earlier today, I asked people to ask questions. I showed my 10-day progress and said, what questions do you have about my progress? Or what questions do you have in general? And thank you for those who asked a lot of questions. Right after this intro, I'm going to go ahead and answer them. Have you ever said to yourself, I know what to do, so why don't I do it? My name is Luke Rangel, and you are not alone. In fact, the gap of knowing and doing is the largest gap the human race faces. So how do we get to the other side? Well, it's not by joining program after program telling us the same things we already know. The way we go from knowing to doing comes from within, and this podcast will show you how to do that. Welcome to Transformation Secrets, and after this episode, don't forget to subscribe and grab some free bonus content over at TransformationSecretsPodcast.com. And what is up, everybody? Welcome back again. Earlier today, I asked some questions, and I actually showed this picture. Let's see if I can pull it up here. Nope, doesn't want me to pull it up. Oh well, it's all good. So this is my latest transformation. I'll show you guys that. This took me about 6 months. And earlier today, if you go back into the Facebook group, you'll see kind of my latest 10-day progress. And I liked it. It was really good. I'm actually down about 10 pounds and feeling good, getting lean, and just keep on crushing it. And so I asked, what questions do you guys might have about my prior or about my own transformation, maybe what I'm doing? Or what questions do you, more importantly, what questions do you have about your own journey that I could help you out with? And I actually got a lot of questions, so we're going to go over that. But first, what I want to do, because a lot of them were kind of, most of them, fat loss, weight loss, things like that. And then there were some more technical. So I think the best way to go about this is I'm just going to kind of explain. I have a 5-step system that I believe will get anyone the best results from beginner to expert. And so you could kind of figure out where you're at in those steps. And then I'll go onto the Facebook page where you guys ask the questions, and I'll answer each one more specifically. Okay. So to start, and as I go through this, if you have more questions, please ask as many questions as you have. All right. So step one is very basic, yet it is the hardest thing for everyone to do. And that is start. Make sure you just have to start. There's something I do this mindset training, and it talks about the results gaps, and where there's 8 different results gaps. And at some point in your life, you're always going through at least one of these. And it's a gap going from where you are to where you want to be. And one of them is just needing to start. It's either you wait for the right motivation to start, or you wait for the right timing, or you wait for everything to align perfectly. It's usually one of those 3 things that are stopping you from starting. And what I would say is you just have to, like, just start. Don't wait till you're motivated, because I promise you, you're only going to be motivated for a short time. Don't wait till everything's perfect, because not everything is ever going to be perfect. And whatever the other thing I said, don't wait for that either. Like, the main thing is you just have to start. Oh, by the way, if you guys can see, look at that, St. Hank. Got our St. Patty shirts in. Coach Hank, our mascot at our gym. Pretty cool. All right, so number one is really just start. But number two, this actually answers a question from, of course it doesn't want to work now. There we go. Jayla, hope I'm saying that right. Jail, yeah, Wiley. She asked, time management, please. I find that if I have to work or go to a friend's house, it throws me off really bad, especially if I don't wake up early. So this is what I do, and this is kind of number step two, which is be intentional. You have to be intentional, not with only, of course, your exercises, be intentional with what you eat, but you have to be intentional with your time. Your time is the most valuable thing for you. So many people say they don't have enough time to do whatever, which is false. Like, just like, you probably don't believe it. You're like, yeah, you don't know my schedule. Trust me, everybody has time to at least be healthy. And so this is what I personally do every single day or every single week, especially when I first started. So I choose one day out of the week. I typically choose Sundays. It's usually just kind of a relaxing day. I could look throughout my week what I have going on. And now it's time to start prioritizing and start being intentional. So the first thing I put in my calendar. So if you're not, don't have a calendar and you don't know what you're doing at what time of each day, that's the first step you need to do. If you feel like you don't have time, it's probably because you don't know where your time's going. But I promise you, there's a lot of gaps in your day that you're doing busy work and not doing work that's actually intentional and getting you to the next phase of your life. So number one is on what each day of the week or on one day of the week, I'll look throughout all the other days. The first thing I put in my calendars are my non-negotiables. Just meaning, like what is happening this week that I cannot move around? Like for me, like okay, I have personal training clients at this hour, this hour, this hour on these days. Like I can't do anything else. Those are my times for those clients. For you, it could be your work, it could be family events, it could be whatever it may be. Things that you cannot move around, non-negotiables. And then the next thing is you start with your top priorities and you start plugging those in throughout your day and set time blocks. So the number one priority for you, right, for everybody, doesn't matter where you are, is your health. If you don't take care of yourself, it doesn't matter if you have a family, it doesn't matter if you want to grow a business, it doesn't matter anything else, because if you don't have your health, you can't do anything else and you can't take care of anybody else. So the next thing that I did is I plugged in, okay, when am I going to exercise this week? It could be one day, could be 2 days, could be three, four, five, six. All that matters is that you're consistent, okay? And then as you get that consistency, you're gonna find gaps in up more days where you could keep adding more. So again, going back to step one is just starting. A lot of people don't start because like, oh, I can only work out one day. Who cares? Start working out one day and be consistent at that every single week. You're gonna be surprised what happens a year from now if you're consistent with that. So I plug in my workouts. And a good example, like I really remember the very first time I did this was, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago now. But I remember in my calendar, I put 11 a.m. workout. And I remember like the first day I did that, I had like a friend or someone called me. It might have been my mom. And they asked if I could go somewhere with them at 11 a.m. And I looked at my calendar and it said workout. And I said, you know what? I'm really busy at 11 a.m. Can we do 12:30? And guess what? It was all fine. So you have to schedule those times for yourself. You are the most important person in this world because if you take care of yourself, you could take care of everybody else. Okay? So plug in those times. So plug in and block it off. Plug in your times when you're gonna exercise. So for me, my phone's charging, so I don't have it. But you'll see on my calendar, like today, it said 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. I worked out 11 today too. And then I'll put like 11 to 12, even though it's not going to take me 2 hours and I don't work, I only work out for 45 to 60 minutes. I give myself a little bit of wiggle room so I don't stress myself out. So if it's 10:30, I'm not freaking out like, oh, I gotta hurry up or whatever it may be. I could get there at 11:15, do it to 12:15, whatever it may be. All right. So set time blocks. So exercises, plug that in. Plug in when you're going to do some cooking. And it doesn't need to be all Instagram famous meal prepping. It could be very simple. Like if you look at mine, I'll have a tub of chicken and a tub of turkey and a tub of rice. Like that's all I meal prep because everything else I could just pick and grab and do all that stuff. Really, the only thing that you need to pre-cook is your meats because that takes the longest and it's your protein. But you could grab that and then you could just grab things along the way. So make sure you plug in time to exercise, plug in time to cook your food. And then you start plugging in all your other stuff. Right, you still probably have 100 hours left. Like plug in your sleep. That's probably the next thing I would do because sleep is the next most important thing to give you the best results for your entire life. Plug in your sleep and then plug in family stuff. Whatever your priorities are from there. Okay, so that is so. Hopefully that answered your question, Jayla. Is you just like. The really time management is different for every single person. You just have to do what works for you. And this is what I found that works for me and works for 99% of the people out there is like, of course, you have to plan ahead. And kind of like what you said, especially if you don't wake up early, well, that's just on you. Wake up early if you need to. But I totally get that, because if I set some, that used to happen to me a lot, is like I'll plan for 5 a.m. I'll wake up at 6 a.m. I'm like, oh man, and then my day feels all off. But once I started like time blocking things, where it gives me like a couple hours to do each thing, then I know like, okay, during this time I get to do this, next time I do that. And another huge thing that has helped is it takes your stress off doing a bunch of stuff. Because if you're anything like me, like I'll have email, like I'm running a business, I'll have email support, text, all this stuff. I gotta work on my Facebook ads, I gotta do this, I gotta do a video for this place, like all this stuff, right? And as I'm writing emails, I have so many things going off in my head, and I have like 50 different windows open on my computer. And so what happens is I just keep getting sidetracked. But ever since I started doing time blocking, what happens is I'm writing an email and then something comes up in my head, oh, do Facebook ads. But then I remember, no, I blocked off time already later in the day, and I just keep doing emails. And ever since I started doing that, I started getting my work done so much faster because I stopped multitasking and I focused on one thing at a time, got it done. Focused on one thing at a time and got it done. So that's the best thing for time management is time block and set your priorities first. All right. So that's step two, is you have to be intentional. Number three, probably the hardest thing for most people is eat ingredients, not just foods with ingredients. It's just a fancy way of saying eat whole foods, right? So like if you just saw my plate right now, I had chicken, I had ground turkey, and I had rice. So if you look at my entire plate, there's three ingredients: chicken, turkey, and rice. I didn't buy some packaged meal that had chicken, turkey, and rice and 50 ingredients along with it. All right. So that's the biggest thing when it comes to nutrition. So this might even help you, like Susan, Gloria, or Glory, when you asked about kind of food and cutting fat. Like nutrition is everything. And you guys know that. And we all know that. We just never want to hear it or understand it. To show you a great point here. So this was my very first transformation when I was 25, and this was my second transformation, the most recent one at 33, 34. And so the main thing I want you to know in these pictures, in all four of these pictures, all four of them, even when I was a little bit chubby and then when I had a six pack, all four of these pictures, I worked out the exact same. I worked out 5 to 6 days a week. I work out hard. I'm intentional. I like working out. Never miss days. All four of these pictures, I worked out the exact same. I got results, and then I lost results, and then I got the results back. Never changed my workouts. The only thing that changed from picture to picture to picture to picture was my nutrition. So focus on nutrition. Honestly, when it comes to exercising, just move. Like people ask all the time, what's the best thing to tone my arms? How can I get abs? All that stuff. Like eat. Like you're already doing it. You just have to be consistent and keep doing it. So eat ingredients, not food with ingredients. The best, I have a great example for this one. So I have a customized coaching client, where when they're customized clients, like we literally tell you, like, eat this many calories, have this many grams of fat, this many grams of protein, this many grams of carbs, and it's all customized to them. And she's been doing this for about a year. And her weight has really, like, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, but it's really kind of been the same all year. And she has a lot of other stuff, like stress and things going on in her life. But just recently, she signed up for the 21-Day Power Challenge. And I said, you know what? Let's do this. Let's forget everything about macronutrients, right? I don't want you to think, forget everything you learned in the last year and just do what this challenge tells you to do. Because pretty much it's very basic. We teach you how to eat ingredients, not food with ingredients. We have you drink enough water, get enough sleep. I said, don't even look at your macros, just follow this. And she's down like 8 pounds in 10 days. Like, this is the fastest she lost weight in over a year. Like, it's been insane. And she's just focusing on eating ingredients and not foods with ingredients. The best way I always put this, same thing that my coach actually told me, is eat like an adult. Eat food, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, Don't stuff yourself, right? Just eat like an adult and you're going to get really good results. And that's step three, is just learning how to eat properly. Which then, once you have that down, you could go to step four. Figure out what you're currently eating, or figure out how much you're currently eating. So again, I remember kind of going, I was going through the Starbucks at, I was going through the drive-thru at Starbucks, and I was getting the mango dragon fruit tea, which I do every now and then. And I looked it up because I started tracking stuff, and I saw it. I was like, oh, wow, this has about 30 grams of sugar. And so I talked to my coach. I said, hey, I have this drink every now and then, maybe once a week. And it has 30 grams of sugar. How bad is this really for me? And he looked at me, or he didn't look at me, it's through my phone. And he responded, he's like, well, Luke, he's like, why do you think sugar is bad for you? And when he said that, I was like, oh, that's actually, he actually kind of stumped me. And I was like, is it bad for me, or is that what people just tell me it is? And I was like, no, okay, sugar is bad. I was like, well, I'll just give you pretty much the Google answer, like, create fat, liver, like heart, all this stuff, right? And he's like, look, he's like, so many people are worried about sugar when they have no idea how many calories they're even eating. And that just kind of flipped a switch in my mind. I was like, that makes sense. Like almost everybody, like over 90% of our population, they'll look at something and they're like, oh, nope, that has too much sugar. I'm not going to eat it. Oh, whoa, too many carbs. No. Oh, it has that one ingredient. I heard it's bad for you. All this stuff when they don't even know how many calories they're eating. And that is step one. Because if you could control your calories, you could control your weight. It's really that simple. That doesn't mean you're going to feel great or look great if you eat the right amount of calories. It just means you're going to control your weight. So you have to figure out what you're eating. And the way you do this, there's a free app called MyFitnessPal. Download it and just everything you eat, plug it into that app. So everything you eat as with food, which hopefully, I don't know what else you could eat, weigh it on a food scale so you get the exact measurement and you could learn what a true portion is for everything. Plug it into MyFitnessPal, it's going to tell you exactly how many calories it is. Same thing, if you drink anything with calories, plug it in. And at the end of the day, it's going to let you know how many calories you're eating. And you're going to very quickly understand why you're overweight or why you're underweight or why you're staying the same. Because what's going to happen, if this is your first time doing it, you're going to see a fluctuation. Like for me, the first time I did it, on average, over a 7 day period, I ate about 2,200 calories and I was 206 pounds. And so I, like some days was like 1,700, some days was 2,500, 1,900, 2,200. And it was just all over the place, but on average, it's about 2,200. And so this, after I figured out how much I was eating, then I focus on being consistent. It's like, okay, on average, I ate 2,200 and I didn't lose any weight. Now let's focus on what happens if I eat 2,200 every single day and without any fluctuation. So that's what I did. And I lost 2 pounds. It's like, huh, okay. And then so I went to 2,300 and I lost more weight. Now I went to 2,400, I lost more weight. And I went up to 2,600 calories. And I actually lost 14 pounds in that process. And so once I hit that, I stopped losing weight and I stopped gaining weight. So I knew for my body at 2,600 calories, that's kind of where my cutoff line. So if I eat more than that, I'm going to gain weight. If I eat less than that, I'm going to lose weight. So then I was able to put myself into a proper cut and do exactly what I wanted to do for my body. Of course, at this point, it took me to step five, is I got my macros down. So I'm saying I was eating 22 to 2,600 calories, but I wasn't looking at calories. I was looking at, okay, this is so many grams of protein, so many grams of carbs, this is so many grams of fat. This equals 2,200 calories, and that's what I'm going to eat. And that is how not only you look great, but you also feel great. And you build the strength and your tone, and you lose body fat, and you do all of that stuff. And it's actually a way more flexible nutrition plan as well. So this is this 5-step plan. So number one is you start. Number two is be intentional. Set your schedule up for success. Then focus on being an adult. Eat when you're hungry. Stop when you're full. Don't overstuff yourself. Eat ingredients, not food with ingredients. Number four is figure out where you're eating. So now that you got that down, start tracking it into the free app called MyFitnessPal, and you're going to figure out exactly how much you're eating and why your body's doing what it's doing. And then once you figure that out, you could really get the macronutrients down, which is protein, carbs, and fat. See what it's doing to your body and start adjusting. And of course, if you need extra guidance, like, don't feel bad if you need guidance. I'm a coach for going on 10 years. I help hundreds of people, maybe thousands with the online now. And I have a coach. So if I think it's important to have a coach and I want to stay healthy and I want to keep getting results, I'm pretty sure everybody in this world, everybody in this world needs a coach if they want to improve on something. And so that's the 5-step plan. So hopefully that helped you guys out. Again, ask more questions as you go on. I'm going to go here. So Glory says, how can I lose the last pounds? I want to be slim and toned like after I lose my 10 pounds. So that's exactly kind of just what I went through to be toned and slim. Again, focus on eating ingredients, not foods with ingredients, and then really get your macronutrients down so you know how much you're supposed to be eating, okay? And if you have questions on how to do that, just ask. Susan, best way to lose body fat, follow the 5-step plan. Are dairy foods bad for fat loss? No, not at all. I lost tons of, I lost 30 pounds eating, I used to eat Greek yogurt all the time. I don't anymore, but not because it's bad. I just choose not to. No, dairy foods are not bad for fat loss. They're good. They're high in protein. I still recommend, if you're on the go, Greek yogurts and cottage cheese. Those are great dairy products with high amount of protein. Have as much as you want. Just make sure, again, you're not eating too much fat and going over too many calories. How much daily cardio is too much? Don't want to lose any muscle. So when it comes to cardio, what I've always read and researched, and when I did cardio myself, was anything over an hour is when it starts going into, starts tearing away at your muscle. So and really the only time I ever did cardio was when I did I don't do cardio now, just to let you guys know. I get my heart rate up, but I don't do like the traditional running or anything like that. But the cardio, when I did it was when I was doing a competition and I did like fat burning cardio for, because you need to be like super slim when you do a competition. I always did it for 45 to 50 minutes because, again, everything I researched and the people that helped me always said anything over an hour is when it starts going into your muscles. Before that, it could just like go away the fat and things like that. But that's at a steady state cardio. I don't know anything else. It all depends on the reason why you're doing cardio. If it's just for weight loss, 30, 45 minutes is fine. That's all you need. Perfect. I got you, Jayla. All right, guys. So again, hopefully this helped. And please let me know after you watch it, if it did help. Let me know any takeaways. If you're watching later on the podcast, then please let me know. Leave a comment, leave a review, subscribe. Let me know on Instagram or here on Facebook your takeaways or what you got out of it. Or please ask me more questions because that's what we're here for. And that's the whole purpose of this group is just to help you guys out. Fitness is like losing weight in fitness. Like it's very simple. But what's simple to do is also simple not to do. And it makes it harder that we weren't taught this in schools and things like that. And there's people that make you pay thousands of dollars just to learn the basics like this stuff. And so our whole goal out of this group is to make it way more valuable than anything you have ever even paid for. So please ask questions. I promise you we'll give you the answer. Even if people are paying thousands of dollars to get the answer, we'll give you the answer. That's what we're here for. All right, guys. So have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Peace. Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You could ask me questions anytime you want. Plus, I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. 602-7151. 5-1. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.